SU instituted a new policy this year requiring all newly admitted students to carry health insurance. Those who don't have outside insurance will be signed up automatically for a university plan at a cost of about $1,500+ for the academic year. Fall semester costs more than the spring. We wanted to get Michigan State's take on this. Kent Casilla is with Michigan State University. Kent, how are you?
Good. Thanks for having me this morning.
Well, tell me about this story. It's created an uproar.
Well, we think there's a little bit of misinformation out there and maybe some misunderstanding about the decision-making process we went through. As we instituted for all of our students, beginning with the class that came in this past fall, as a condition of enrollment, that they needed to have health insurance.
Well, from what I understand, a lot of people are upset with it because they mandatorily have to have this and that it's so costly.
Well, students have an option. There's some misperception out there that they have to take this sponsored plan that MSU has, and that's not the case at all. You know, the primary motivation behind the policy is the well-being of the students, and we want individuals to make their own choice. So they have a choice to pick a program that has the acceptable level, but let's talk a little bit about what the motivation was behind the decision. It's a public health issue, but the financial risk to the students, they are absolutely real. And here's an example for you. In January alone, so just last month, we had 29 students who had to make claims for catastrophic coverage, so that's in excess of $25,000. That's in 1 month. So it's a good thing that out of those 29 cases, all those students had health insurance. But think about what the financial bind they would be in if they did not.
Now, if something happens on campus to a student, is the university responsible for paying that? Is that another motivation for this, to save the school money?
Well, MSU doesn't really, we don't get any money from the students that are enrolled in any health care plans, even if they go through the sponsored plan. That's completely passed through. The students do have 3 free visits to our health clinic, but you got to remember, that's a cough and cold clinic. If a student needs additional health care, and we know that college-age students fall within the number one cohorts of patients seen in emergency rooms. So it's very easy to burn through a lot of health care costs or incur a lot of health care costs. And here's where the academic risks come in. Because if you find a student that's unable to continue their university education due to costs from uninsured illness or injury, what we've done now is the investments made in that student by the family, by the student, by the university and the financial aid, and by the state, that's at risk now because a student may have to drop out of college just to pay their bills because they didn't have health insurance.
All right, but bottom line, this policy is going to stay in place no matter how much people complain.
Well, it is a national best practice, and I think it's a trend we're starting to see nationally. You know, the American College Health Association has instituted it as a best practice. But we're talking about a small percentage of students here. Like the majority of Michigan public institutions, MSU has required health insurance for international students, medical students, vet med students, nursing students. We've had that in place for years.
Now, Ken, if we don't like this program, does MSU offer any other programs, or can they go out and get insurance on their own?
Yes, they can go out and get insurance on their own. What we've seen, though, is MSU has been, we've been able to leverage our market position and obtain a very low-cost insurance that includes hospitalization, mental health care, no pre-existing conditions. And that's the $1,500 that you're hearing. But students can go pick any program they want. But what we've seen, in fact, is some students have gone out to shop around and have come back to us and said, I can't beat your $1,500 plan. Let me have that one.
Does MSU make any money off of these plans?
Not a bit. If students take the sponsored plan that we were able to leverage, that's complete pass-through. No money is made by MSU on any of this.
Kent Kinsella is with Michigan State University. Thanks so much, Kent.
You got it, sir. Thanks for having me.